You ever use the term butter beans? How about beans that are in the shells? I mean, they're small.
String beans.
Yeah. And beans that are, they're like string beans, only they're yellow.
Oh, the yellow string beans.
And the edible tops of beets, for instance, you know what those are called?
The greens of beets, that's the greens.
Okay, good.
Everybody don't eat them.
No. How about the outer part of the corn, the part you don't eat of a corn, the part that goes around the corn cob?
No, that ain't gonna help it.
No, well, I thought it. Well, do you know a corn husk, for instance?
Corn husks, yeah, that would.
How about corn that is served on the cob? What do you call that?
Served on the cob?
Yeah.
Cob on the corn, the corn on the cob.
Okay. And how about the top part of a corn stalk? That part up on the top of a corn stalk, you know what that's called?
Or
how about the stuff on the corn? Right next to the cob of the corn, that fine.
It's like wool. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
All right. How about these? This fruit. It's a round, round fruit with an
muskmelon.
Orange.
Muskmelon.
How about these little things that look? They look something like little umbrellas. They grow on the ground.
Mushrooms.
And the kind that are poisonous?
Same.
Just call them what?
Poison mushroom.
And this is a vegetable that has a green skin on it and it's orange inside. You bake it or boil it.
It's
acorn, Hubbard, there are a number of different kinds.
Yeah, it's squash.
And how about this white vegetable that has green leaves around it? It's a large
cauliflower.
And someone has a sore throat, he couldn't
swallow.
And if you're unable to do something, you say, "I'm sorry, but I simply
can't do it." Or unable to do it.
Okay. And if you you had a very hard day's work, you say, "I was all day.
Really all tired out."
Okay. And if someone refused to do something, you say, "I'm sorry. I might say I will not, or might say I
won't do it."
All right. And the opposite of a person, you say the negative of he ought to, and then the opposite of that
he should. Should have.
But should not.
Or should not.
Would you use hadn't ought to?
No, I would say I'd say he shouldn't have done it. Wouldn't that be the right way?
Sure. And the kind of birds that are supposed to be associated with wisdom, the
Polly?
The great big birds, the hooting birds.